Hello, Atomians. Welcome to the first Success Academy in year 2022. And this session is about the new product know-how. And it's my honor to be the speaker for this session and share the knowledge to every one of you. And before I started my sharing, so do you know what am I going to talk for today? So let me give you a hint. So today the topic is start with C, and my name also started with C. So yes, today the topic is that I'm going to share is Vitamin C, and my name is Kaden, the manager of Product Regulatory Affairs Department. So with my sharing, so I wish everyone of you will know better about the Vitamin C and be the Vitamin C master. And today, I will talk about the five different scopes of Vitamin C. First, what, where, why megadose, and who should take the megadose, and why Atomy. I conclude it as 5W for Vitamin C. Let's begin. The first W, what? What is vitamin C? Vitamin C, also known as ascorbic acid. And there's two keys for ascorbic acid. First is water soluble, and second is that's naturally found in the variety of food. So it has a very good bioavailability. And vitamin C, when we eat, it will absorb it through our gut and release to our plasma. And after that, when it excess, it will excrete through our urinary. So the main key of the how vitamin C play the function in our body is depends on the plasma level of vitamin C in our body. And according to a study in United Kingdom, UK, the plasma level of vitamin C in normal adult is 25% higher than the older adults who are above 60 years old. And also, for non-smoker has 25% higher plasma vitamin C than the smoker. So for those who has a lower plasma vitamin C, so you need to increase the dosage in order to benefit from the vitamin C, so which I will talk in the third W. And now, second W, where? Where we get the vitamin C? I think most of us know this term when we are a child, when we are a kid. So our parent always told us to eat more orange to get the vitamin C. Until this is firm in our mind, so vitamin C is just tasted like orange. So let us play a game. So on the screen, out of these three fruits, so which one do you think has the highest dosage of the vitamin C? So show me your answer in the chat room by typing your answer 1, 2, or 3. So all these fruits are very common in our daily life, right? So the lemon, kiwi fruit, and guava. So do you choose the fruit because of the taste, price, or any other reason like you're just lazy to cutting the fruits? So now let me reveal the answer. So the answer is guava. Guava contains the highest vitamin C. Based on the United States FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the recommended daily value for vitamin C is 100 milligrams in a day. And you may consume up to 2,000 milligrams. So let's put it in a simple way. So we need to eat 1.5 orange in order to get a daily vitamin C of 100 milligrams. So actually all the fruit that you just choose, that you choose just now has a higher vitamin C compared to orange. And one piece of guava can support you a vitamin C which is same amount to the 8 pieces of orange. So my personally, I love guava so much. So I hopefully guava is not sold out in the supermarket after today's sharing, so because we are never underestimate the power of Atomians. Well, Atomian, new product, sold out, right? So in conclusion, the expert advises us to eat at least 6 portions of the fruits to get around 200 milligrams of vitamin C. So if you feel not easy to eat so much of the fruits, so the best way is just take one sachet of vitamin C. And third, the bill. Why? Why we need the vitamin C in the mega dose? So as you see, this uncle on the slide, so his name is called Linus Carl Pauling. So what's so extraordinary about Pauling? So he is a 2-time Nobel Prize winner for Chemistry Award in 1954 and Peace Award in 1962. And do you know it's really rare for a person to get more than 1-time Nobel Prize? The chances is just like 1 out of 2 billion people. So which means our current world population is 7.9 billion. So far in the world, there's only 4 people who won the multi Nobel Prize. And the reason why a most respected scientist like Pauling He has put forward a new view of the role of vitamin C, especially that he advocates taking the vitamin C in large dosage, as known as mega dose. And he triggered a long-running controversy in the medical field about the mega dose. And why? Why do people say like that? Because people like the medical professions and medical authority, especially in the United States, comment he is just a chemist, he is just a physicist, and he is just a crystallologist, and he is just a molecular biologist, but he is never a doctor. So, but this never stopped what he believed in megadose of vitamin C, until he wrote a book called How to Live Longer and Feel Better, and he undoubtedly lived a long life and died at 93 years old. I don't know whether it was intentionally or unintentional. Before polling death, the US recommended only 60 mg of vitamin C every day. Until polling death in 1994, we see a little change in the dosage and effect of vitamin C. A year later, in year 1995, the American Heart Association suggests the US FDA to increase the vitamin C from 60 mg to 250 to 1,000 mg. And in year 2000, the Food and Nutrition Committee of the American Institute of Medicine found that it's safe for adults to take no more than 2,000 mg of vitamin C every day. So in conclusion, a vitamin C, which is megadose, is safe to be consumed as long as not more than 2,000 mg. However, different countries have their own upper limit. In Malaysia, the safety daily limit for vitamin C is 1,000 mg. And now I'm going to talk about the fourth bill. Who needs the megadose vitamin C? Of course, this is related to what are the functions of vitamin C. So the first group of people, especially during this pandemic of COVID-19, so it's well known to support our immune system. A strong immune system can lower down the risk of getting sick. A vitamin C is just like a body insurance. And the second group of people, because we are surrounded by a lot of the free radicals. Many free radicals are necessary for life and are used by our body cells to kill the invading bacteria. However, the free radicals are very unstable. In another simple term, we call free radical as a thief. They steal the energy by not only attacking the bacteria, but also our healthy cells. In long term of the cell damage, it can cause the illness, aging, or maybe cancer. So thus, we need to kill this thief by using the antioxidant, such as a large dosage of vitamin C. As I mentioned, the plasma vitamin C in smoker is 25% lower than the non-smoker. So it's because the smoking also kind of the free radical, which means they need more vitamin C to kill this thief. If let you choose the vitamin C or cigarette, so which will you choose to keep your body healthier and your pocket safer? The third group of people, when I say this, I think many people will crazy about vitamin C because vitamin C helps our body convert fat into energy. Let me repeat. Is vitamin C helps our body convert fat to energy. During the MCO time, we cook many rice, nice food, and posting to Instagram and Facebook, end up we deposit a lot of the fat in our bodies, and we call it subcutaneous or stubborn fat. Do you know where we deposit all this stubborn fat? So it's different for men and women. So for women, the excess and unused energy will be stored as fat in the underarms, thighs, and their butt. So for men, it's stored in only one place. Is their belly. So all this part is just like our fixed deposit account. So the different thing is not storing the money, but the stubborn fat. So the stubborn fat is incredible, frustrating, because especially when you eat healthily and exercise regularly, but it can seem not too easily to shift it. So according to the nutrition researchers from Arizona State University report, that the amount of the vitamin C in bloodstream is directly related to the fat oxidation. The body's ability to use the fat as a fuel source during both exercise and at rest. So the two keys in losing the stubborn fat, so the first thing is high intensity exercise, and the second is high dosage of vitamin C. And the fourth group of people, so vitamin C also related to the stress management. The relationship between the vitamin C and mood might seem surprising, but people who have the vitamin C deficiency often feel fatigued or depressed. So some studies have shown that the people mood improve after they receive the vitamin C. So it helps our bodies to make the key hormone and neutral transmitter that keep our healthy functioning of our brain and nervous system. And one of the key hormones is we call dopamine, and also known as a feel-good hormone. And it's an important part of your brain's reward system. So how we get this hormone, the dopamine? So when we are completing a task, when we are eating a food, and when we are even celebrating a little wins, so you will feel happy because your brain has the dopamine. So from now on, if you see who is in depressed, so it's time for you to show them and give them a sachet of the megadose of vitamin C. And lastly, vitamin C needed for those who are in need, in sick or injured. So it's helped to produce a collagen, a protein that forms and keeps the structure of many our body tissue, such as skin, bone, teeth. Many people in hospitalization can easily get healed because of taking enough vitamin C, which means it can accelerate the healing process by rebuilding our body tissue. Although vitamin C megadose has such impressive function, but still have some people should be extra cautious when you're taking it. For example, the people who are having the diarrhea and the kids aged from 4 to 8 years old should take no more than 500 milligrams of vitamin C. And people who have the gastric problem, we suggest you to consume the vitamin C after you having your meal. And the fifth, the last W is called why we choose Atomy vitamin C 1000 milligrams. So I think this is the most important part for all the Atomians. What's so special for the Atomy vitamin C 1000 milligrams? The first, of course, we are certified for HALA from Korean Muslim Federation and suitable for all Malaysian. The second point, this is a good news for vegetarian and vegan because it's certified by the highest grade of vegan in Europe. We call it EVE vegan. The EVE vegan certification mark is a voluntary process recognized worldwide by those who are looking for the product that are guaranteed free from ingredients of animal origin and not tested on animals. And it's not evaluated for product itself only. It also extended to the packaging, free from animal origins and non-GMO. My last point about the Atomy vitamin C 1000 milligram is 5 color foods, so which has the highest ORAC. ORAC also as known as oxygen radical absorbance capacity, so which is greater in fighting the free radical. So before I end the presentation for today, so I wish you all gongxi fa cai and 1000 years of prosperity with vitamin C 1000 milligram with megadose. Thanks everyone.